The view screen lit up. He made out the changing shapes indicating that she was taking a call on her cell phone. "Hi," Jason said. Shading her eyes to make him out, Heather said, "Who the hell are you?" Her green eyes flashed. Her red hair dazzled. "Jason."
"I don't know anybody named Jason. How'd you get this number?"
Her tone was troubled, but also harsh.
"Get the hell off my goddamn phone!"
She scowled at him from the view screen and said,
"Who gave you this number? I want his name."
Jason said, "You told me the number 6 months ago, when you first had it installed. Your private of the private lines, right? Isn't that what you called it?"
"Who told you that?"
"You did. We were in Madrid. You were on location, and I had me a 6-day vacation half a mile from your hotel. You used to drive over in your Rolls Quibble about 3 each afternoon, right?" Heather said in a chattering, staccato tone,
"Are you from a magazine?"
"No," Jason said. "I'm your number one paramour."
"My what?"
"Lover."
"Are you a fan?" "You're a fan. A goddamn twerp fan. I'll kill you if you don't get off my phone."
The sound and image died. Heather had hung up. He inserted another sank into the slot, redialed.
"The twerp fan again," Heather said, answering. She seemed more poised now, or was it resigned? "You have one imitation tooth," Jason said. "When you're with one of your lovers, you glue it into place in your mouth with a special epoxy cement that you buy at Harney's. But with me, you sometimes take it out, put it in a glass with Dr. Sloom's denture foam. That's the denture cleanser you prefer because you always say it reminds you of the days when bromo seltzer was legal and not just a black market made in somebody's basement lab using all 3 bromides that bromo seltzer discontinued years ago when how?" Heather interrupted. "Did you get a hold of this information?"
Her face was stiff, her words brisk and direct, her tone, he'd heard it before. Heather used it with people she detested.
"Don't use that I don't give a fuck tone with me," he answered angrily. "Your false tooth is a molar. You call it Andy, right?" "A twerp fan knows all this about me. God, my worst nightmare confirmed. What's the name of your club, and how many fans are there in it? And where are you from, and how, goddammit, did you get a hold of my personal details from my personal life that you have no right to know in the first place? I mean, what you're doing is illegal. It's an invasion of privacy. I'll have the polls after you if you call me once more."
She reached to hang up the receiver.
"I'm a 6, Jason said.
"A what? A 6 what? You have 6 legs, is that it? Or more likely 6 heads? Jason said,
"You're a 6 too.
That's what's kept us together all this time."
"I'm going to die," Heather said, ashen now.
Even in the dim light of her quibble, he could make out the change of color in her features.
"What'll it cost me to have you leave me alone? I always knew some twerp fan would eventually—"
"Stop calling me a twerp fan," Jason said bitingly. It infuriated him absolutely. It struck him as the ultimate in something or other, maybe a bird down as the expression went now. Heather said,
"What do you want?"